Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with podcast number 63, life-saving advice for all runners. This episode is a bit of a departure from the norm, but it may be the single most valuable Mojo for Running podcast you will ever listen to. There are a couple of stories I want to tell, and they might change or save your life. A number of years ago, I met up with a group of people for a run. And one of the men in the group that day was someone I had never met before. Jack happened to be about my speed, so of course we fell into running and chatting, and you know how those things go. Before I knew it, we had been running well over an hour. He mentioned that he often ran marathons and also did triathlons, but that he had not been doing as much training as usual because much of his time was spent caring for his wife. Then he told me about his wife. She was a marathon runner as well. But she'd started having back pain a while back. She had, of course, assumed that it was running related. And she got deep tissue massages, did more massaging herself, tried more foam rolling, more stretching, adjusting her gait, and worked to build up her core more. But it just seemed that nothing helped. She finally did go to see the doctor. And eventually, and I mean after several months of putting up with this annoyance, she had an X-ray. Breast cancer. Yep, that was what was causing the back pain all along. I can't remember what stage it was now, that was a few years ago, but it was pretty advanced. And at the time that we were running, he was not very hopeful. That was the last time I even ever ran with him, but I did hear later that his wife had passed away. I learned from that lesson, and I hope you will too. Two lessons. No one is ever immune to any disease or illness because they're a runner. And never assume any health issue is necessarily running related. It happens all the time that someone tells me about an ache or pain, and then upon questioning the individual, I learn that they just started a boot camp, or just enrolled in a gym, or were recently painting their house, and that happened to be just about the time that they started having the knee issue, the hip issue, or whatever. Usually, it's not a serious problem, certainly not life-threatening. But you get my point. We often don't know what caused the pain, and it's foolish for us to play doctor. It is characteristic that runners tend to feel invincible. Maybe it's the endorphins. That's surely a huge mistake. We are not. None of us, no matter what age and no matter how carefully we train or what we eat. Several well-known runners, famous runners, have died while running from heart attacks. Now, running is generally good for you. If you don't overdo it, and if you train safely, and it will make your heart stronger. But if you have a heart defect of some kind, if your heart's not strong to start with, or not healthy to start with, running just may be what causes that defect to cause a life-threatening situation. And in most of the cases of people having a heart attack or heart problem while running, that's what it turns out to be. Jim Fix was the author of a best-selling book titled The Complete Book of Running. The book, published in 1977, had much to do with America's love affair with running. He extolled the health benefits of running, but Fix himself died of a heart attack at age 52. An autopsy revealed atherosclerosis. One coronary artery was 95% blocked, and a second and third were also severely clogged. He had been a two-pack-a-day smoker and had weighed 220 pounds before beginning running at age 36. His father had died of a heart attack at 43. Kenneth Cooper, an exercise physiologist, determined, after reviewing all the data and interviewing Fix's family members, that he was genetically predisposed and had a congenitally enlarged heart. In 2008, during the Olympic trials in Central Park, Ryan Shea collapsed and died at age 28. He had previously run a 2-hour, 14-minute marathon and appeared to be in excellent health. In his case, too, he was found to have an enlarged heart. However, in his case, it had been found when he was only 14, but it had never seemed to affect his running. The New York City medical examiner found that his death was brought on by an irregular heartbeat caused by an enlarged and scarred heart. I'll link to a New York Times article about his death. When my daughter Wendy and I were in Washington, D.C. for the Marine Corps Marathon a few years ago, we got to chatting with a couple of men who had also done the race as we waited for the metro. Minutes later, on the metro, one of the two men collapsed. Fortunately, there was a doctor in the metro car, and the man happened to be regaining consciousness anyway only a few seconds later. So we thought everything was okay, but that didn't last long. He soon passed out again. Medical personnel whisked him away after we arrived at the next station. That night, we ran into his friend at the hotel. He had just come from the hospital and reported that his friend would be fine, but that they had discovered that he had a hole in his heart that had never been detected before. This is all scary, and there are many other similar stories. I share them not to worry you, but in the hope that you will have the wisdom to be careful. No matter how healthy you are, please don't take anything for granted and never feel like you're invincible. And get checked out by a physician regularly and get blood work. Whatever the doctor recommends, do it. And I highly recommend seeing a cardiologist to make sure your heart is in great shape. It's worth the time and the expense. My own sister died 17 days after having a massive heart attack at the age of 48. She did not have any warning signs, and she did not have any clogged arteries. She didn't die of the heart attack. She died of a medical mistake during the heart catheterization that they performed once they had her stable. I will always be extra careful myself, and I will make sure I have the necessary checkups, and I'll check in with a cardiologist every few years, even though they've told me my heart is absolutely fine. We thought her heart was fine, too. The thing is, one of the main reasons we run is to stay healthy, so it makes no sense not to check out things that might actually be serious issues. I know this is a much more serious discussion than usual, but it could save your life. So now for today's quote. After such a serious topic, I thought I'd go the other direction with a much more lighthearted one. There are only two times in your life when you'll ever find out how fast you can really run. One is when you're being chased by a lion, which doesn't happen very often. And two, when you need a restroom, and that happens to everyone. How many times have you been more focused on finding a porta potty than the finish line? We've all been there.